HarperCollins presents Mine by J.L. Butler, read by Chloe Massey. He wants his wife to disappear. So do you. Prologue. I don't remember much about the night I was meant to die. It's funny how the mind can block out the memories it no longer wants to store. You must know that. But if I close my eyes, I can still hear the sounds of that night in May. The howl of an unseasonably cold wind, the rattle of the bedroom window, the rasp of the sea against shingle in the distance. It was also raining. I remember that much, because the thin scratch of water against glass is still vivid in my head. For a minute it was hypnotic. For a minute, it disguised the sound of his footsteps outside. Tap, tap, tap. Soles against flagstone in slow, determined steps. I knew he was coming, and I knew what I had to do. Lying under the duvet on the iron bed, I willed myself to keep calm. A faint glow from the string of bulbs on the coastal path leaked into the room. Usually this spectral darkness soothed me, but tonight it made me feel more alone, as if I were floating in space without a tether. I balled my fist, hoping, praying that the comforting twilight of the new day would present itself at the window. But even without looking at the clock, I knew that this was at least 4 or 5 hours away, and I didn't need to tell myself that it would be too late. The footsteps were right outside the house now, and the faint metallic grumble of a key being pushed into the lock echoed up the stairs. It was hard to disguise sounds in the big old building.